Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I've got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel. And I want to know, have you noticed the change in the weather lately? Cooler nights, dewy mornings. Well, that is because the seasons have changed. And we are now entered a new season called Dran. Now, to help us understand the seasons a little bit better, we have Mitch Garlett. He's going to run us through the season. Mitch is a Noongar young leader and a member of the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress of WA. Mitch, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Now, Mitch, we're going to start off with the obvious question. What does Dran mean?
Dran is a season of April and May. It's a season of adulthood. Time for ant season. Time for them to repair their housing and their shelter. And this is a season for where you feel the cooler weather, where it starts to change.
That's fascinating. So all the ants are out there fixing stuff up. You mentioned the adult season. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, well, it's the time of where the animals start taking care of their young.
Does this season point to it's getting cooler and winter is coming?
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. Notice the winds have changed. It's more or less with light breezes that come and go from a southerly direction to bring the coolness upon the land.
I'm all for that. Bring it on. Now, are there certain preparations that the Aboriginal community are doing right now in this time?
This season, it brings a time of knowing that you have to preparing for winter, whether it's where you camp, whether it's more or less stocking up on food, and the main thing, firewood.
What type of food is good this time of year?
It is a lot.
what's your favourite?
My favourite is what I stocked up on a fair bit that'll get me through winter, and that's a lot of roo meat, kangaroo meat.
Oh, yes.
I've had kangaroo tail before, which is quite the delicacy, I hear.
Yeah. It's because during winter, during the cold season, is a time of where they don't normally have much fat, where they have it during the summer, and we use that to stock up through the winter.
Ah, fascinating. Now, you've actually given us some homework. You said, go and find yourselves a red flower. What are we going to do with this? We've got flowers in the studio, Mitch.
I was just saying, going to have a look which ones you see, only the red ones. With these flowers, especially the red ones, with the bunches mainly, they start to, you know, display their flowers, because in those, there's a source of that nectar that small mammals and other birds that they rely upon this time of year.
Small mammals? Like, obviously birds, but I didn't know
like
small mammals.
Bats or something, or...?
Yeah, well, you might know, see around the bandicoots and others.
Yes. What about carter? Do they like to enjoy the banksia?
Not necessarily.
Sorry, Mitch. Look, it's my Noongar word of the week, and I was just trying to slip it in there. Apologies.
Yeah.
Points for try.
Thank you.
With the carrot, this time of year, this is when they know they got to prepare to go back underground to go and hide during the cold season.
It's a go-adder for those listening at home.
Yep.
So basically, this season is a season to get prepared. It's about to get cold.
Yeah.
You're about to just do nothing. So stock up, get your supplies, and get ready.
That's the one.
Brilliant, as always. Mitch is a Noongar young leader and a member of the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress of WA. Thanks for explaining Dran for us.
Thank you all. God bless. Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.